Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Ami Kazar being back on the show. Ami has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 11 years or so. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding. He is the author of The Growth Dilemma, Determining Your Entrepreneurial Type to Find Your Financial Comfort Zone. He does more than anybody I know to help small business owners gain access to the kind, not only funding, not only capital from whether loans or leases or whatever, but the kind that fits you, the kind that connects you to the right people, the right terms. He does a great job of that. He's our good friend, Ami Kazar. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that's been interesting to me over the years, Ami, is seeing how certain people in the marketplace think about entrepreneurs. I've had people tell me that you can only be an entrepreneur if you plan on taking your company, you're growing and becoming a gazelle or a unicorn or whatever. You know, only those people are entrepreneurs. And I'd tell them that's not right. That's not correct. An entrepreneur is anybody who risks their own capital. That's an entrepreneur. And it doesn't matter what their goals are for their company. What do you think?
I think it's a big, broad issue surrounding. I'm thinking a lot about it lately, calling it the idea of the equity paradox. So it's this assumption that to do good things or to go big or to do great, you got to go fast. You got to go quick.
Yeah.
And you got to raise equity and outside equity and get famous investors in and all this to do that. And you got to also build to flip. So you're not building for the long term. You're building with the intent that you will sell it in a couple of years and at a high multiple and move on and do it again.
And some people think if you're not like that, you're not a real entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur of a lesser god for some reason.
Yeah, they think it's almost like you're not cool or you're not with the program or that's
right.
Not what entrepreneurship is about. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. So I often meet people who the first thing they tell me is they need to raise equity. And my first
maybe
why?
Before they've even sold a product, right?
Often before they've even sold product, often they just have an idea on the napkin. Their assumption is they need a couple $1 million, or at different stages along the way, that great temptation is that equity, and which will hopefully allow you to go faster. It's going to solve all your problems and make everything happen. And often I find that the opposite is true, as painful as it is and as tough as it is to grind it out and have a much longer time horizon. Sometimes that process forces you and gives you the benefit of staying very focused and core to your mission or who you are or what it is you're trying to become and accomplish. And forces you to make choices along the way, and because you can't simply afford to do everything.
One thing I remind people who are in that stage we're just talking about is the best source of capital is from the sale to a customer. Customers are the best capital source, aren't they? The ones that'll make where you make a profit off of them. That's where your best capital comes from. But as you outlined, as you just defined, it's a longer process.
I met I told a story in my book, Jim, about a woman who called you once who had invented, of all things, the world's greatest horse shampoo. And some jerk had taken the only $40,000 she had to write the most magnificent business plan that if I think I had actually taken the time to print it, might have, burned a few trees. Huh. And she was looking to raise $5 million in order to build her factory, put her management team in place.
Hold on to that thought, I thought you was going to be able to wrap that up, but we're going to have to finish that after the break. We're also going to talk about an organization called the Evergreen Movement. You're going to be interested in this. It'll probably sound a lot like you. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.